Well, now to San Francisco, where city officials are offering to buy Pacific Gas and Electric's energy grid in the city for $2.5 billion. The city's been eyeing the grid ever since January when PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after facing soaring liability costs related to its role in sparking several deadly wildfires in California. Joining us now is Sonia Hudson of KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what is the city hoping to accomplish here?
So the city wants to essentially make their own city-run utility. They think that they would be able to have a greater focus on safety because they don't have to worry about profits. There's been some criticism that PG&E has not done a good job of maintaining their infrastructure because they've been too focused on shareholder value. They also think that this is going to be a much more transparent and accessible way to run a utility. They think that accountability is going to be greater because, you know, it'd be a local government running this who are elected by the city of San Francisco. And so people would be able to have a little more say in how it's run.
And is there any pushback to this idea? Are people saying we don't want you spending $2.5 billion of our tax money to buy PG&E?
Well, first of all, PG&E doesn't seem like they want to do this at this point. Mm-hmm. They've said that municipalization is not in the best interest of its ratepayers or its stakeholders, but that they're open to communicating with San Francisco on this. And there's expected to be a meeting later this month between the two parties about it. The union representing PG&E workers is also opposed to this. Their chief concern is about pensions. Basically, you know, if people can no longer work for PG&E and have to instead move to work for a city owned utility, they're going to lose out on some of their pension funds because they haven't stayed at the company for a certain number of years. San Francisco argues that they would actually be able to put together a good enough benefits package to counteract the hit to their pensions.
Well, and what would it mean for PG&E customers elsewhere? Because I understand that one concern is that San Francisco doesn't really have a fire risk within San Francisco. And so you would take out this pool of people who don't have a huge fire risk, and the rates could go up for people elsewhere in California.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big concern. I mean, San Francisco is a hugely profitable part of PG&E's business, and there is concern that because you then concentrate all the risk in these smaller, more rural communities in the Sierra Nevada foothills, for example, that have a much higher fire risk, their rates are going to go up to compensate for that increased liability.
And what does San Francisco say to that?
So San Francisco says that they're aware that this could happen, but they think that through the regulatory process of getting the sale approved, that regulators could mitigate any of those rate increases for customers outside of San Francisco.
Now, just for context, San Francisco is not the only city to consider doing what we're talking about here. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio also suggested it after dealing with recent blackouts in New York. I know Sacramento did something similar many decades ago. This is not an uncommon thing.
Yeah, what is uncommon actually is the city or municipality voluntarily selling their assets. So with the example of Sacramento, that was actually the most recent case in California, and that was back in the 1920s through 40s. The city wasn't able to purchase PG&E's assets in the city, but they were able to take them over via eminent domain. And then this court case kind of dragged out for almost two decades in negotiating a fair price for those assets.
That is Sonia Hudson, a reporter with KQED in San Francisco. Sonia, thanks.
Thank you.